This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that we receive here to obey the commandments of God, to lay apart all filthiness of the flesh, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And I'm just thanking God for being in a place where God is with us in spirit and in truth. And truly, I'm thanking God for great pastor and teacher of God's Covenant Church, our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're yet on the move in this Corona time. We're yet moving ahead with God. Till we continue on at this moment, we're going to hear, Go Back to Moses, for he will.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things, and those who heard not all believed that he was the one indeed. Though they had the law, their minds were carnal, they asked him, he said, Go back to Moses.
That's where you'll find me from the beginning.
Yes, for he wrote of me.
I'm coming to Father's name.
I am and I the same.
Understand me.
Follow and go back to Moses. In the wilderness, the rock that Spirit of God, Jesus, the name of the Son, his name is called the Word of God. Oh, the world might know about him, but the sanctified truly know him. Go back to Moses.
Gone back to Moses, and that's how we're going to find the Lord. Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8255. 3302. You can email us at info@godscovenant.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you.
Yes.
We are on the move.
Yes.
Yes. Sabbath.
Yes.
The subject today is about finding the Lord. So many feel like they found God and they're yet seeking to find the Lord. And they go from church to church. If you follow the stats that we have and the direction, the path that God's laid out, you'll find him. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is, and all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? That's how you find God. That's how you find the Lord, by keeping his word. Let's go to Job 23 and 1. We found the Lord. We're on a journey. And regardless of corona or the status of the economy, we're on the move. We've been on the move since I said yes to God. And I'm sure those that were here before me have been on the move and yet on the move.
All right, all right.
Thank God. Job 23 and 1. What does it say?
Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter.
What?
My stroke is heavier than my groaning.
Isn't that beautiful? He had a complaint, and Job had a reason to complain. Because Job was righteous.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, that I knew where I might find him.
He couldn't find God. He was with God, but couldn't find him. Mm-hmm. But he had God.
Yes.
You can have God, and sometimes God can disappear to see what we're going to do. What did he say?
That I might come even to his seat.
Otherwise, he wanted to come to the mercy seat.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I need mercy. But God didn't put no more on him than he was able to bear.
Yes.
God stepped back. But he was looking for him. The Lord was looking for the Lord. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He stepped back, couldn't find him. But they had God. We have God.
Yes.
Read.
I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with
arguments. In other words, if I could just find him, I could make my argument. But he had an argument because he was righteous, right?
Yeah.
You got people arguing, why didn't corona, why this and why that? They don't even know God. They knew God, and he was out of touch for a moment. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Go to 8th verse, what does it say?
Yes.
Eighth verse, what does it say?
Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him.
God steps away many times for those that live for him to see what we're going to do. How are we going to act? Because God being near is like a prop. But sometimes you can't get to your encouragement. What you going to do? If the teaching is not there, you're going to do unwise things. But what did he do?
On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him.
What?
He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him.
Just hiding. But he knew God was there. He was just hiding. But some don't even, they think they have God, don't know God. But Job had him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
But he couldn't find, he couldn't feel him. Read.
Mm-hmm. But he knoweth the way that I take.
What?
When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Isn't that beautiful? That's a great testimony. You got many people testify the same thing in these churches. He know the way I take. Talk strong. Before the trial and test come. Or before they end the trial and test. When you get in charge, they say, well, you know, God, no, we just flesh. They always got a way out, but read.
My foot hath held his steps.
Mm-hmm.
His way have I kept.
Now, that's how he knew God. He was keeping his way. But just because you're in the way don't mean that you can't feel God sometimes. It's about what we're going to do. But he said, this is the way I've kept. He hadn't done anything wrong. That's why he was able to talk strong. What did he say?
And not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips.
Isn't that beautiful? He hadn't broke any of the commandments. But the church world say, you can't keep God's commandments. But he said, I didn't break any. I didn't go back. But all this is happening to me. But yet, he didn't charge God foolishly. But he did have a right to complain. What did I do? Read.
I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
Isn't that something?
That's beautiful.
The food that's necessary.
Yes, yes.
No, because I esteem the word. Sometimes what's necessary, you have to say, no. I need to get rid of this thing. And it calls for fasting and humbling down and praying. That's what you have to do. Right? Well, we have to do that.
Yes.
What?
But he is in one mind, and who can turn him?
What?
And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth.
Maybe he God gonna do it. We have to have the same mind. What God gonna do, he gonna do it. We might as well relax. But this is about those that think they have God and don't know God. Let's go to Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
10 and 12. Now, if you want to find him, you need to find out what he's calling for. Isn't that beautiful? That's just common sense to me. So now somebody say, I know you. You're a holy man. Well, what about our God? What is he? Is he Baptist? He should be holy too. And more importantly, what is he calling for? What does God want us to do? It's always but what he did. But what did he want us to do? 10 and 12 Deuteronomy. That's how you find it.
Yes.
But,
and now Israel. What doth the Lord thy God require of
this
you?
Is a requirement of Israel. And if the so-called Christian world cannot accept the fact that they're Israel, this don't apply to them.
That's right.
Because he's not addressing anybody but Israel from Genesis to Revelation. Isn't that beautiful? Or the children of Israel or the children of Jacob. It's the same thing. Seed of Abraham. So we have to think spiritual.
Yes.
What?
But to fear the Lord thy God. To walk in all his ways.
Now, if we want to know God, if you want to find him, find those that fear him. You got God. So, well, church was, I fear the Lord. Thunder, I get scared. Okay, that ain't what we're talking about. Thunder may take your life out, but thunder don't give you eternal life. Right? But if you want to know how to find him, find the righteous. What do you say?
And to love him. And to
those
serve.
That love him. What he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if you want to find him, find those that keep his commandments, because he said, he it is that loveth me. Keep my commandments. Those that keep my commandments. Those are the ones that love me. Read.
And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
What?
To keep the commandments of the Lord. And
it's all about keeping, again, because the church world says, well, you know, the commandments done away, we couldn't keep those commandments. It's a lie. The commandments is God's word. But the remedy was satisfied by him dying on the cross. He was that lamb by all the law of offerings we had to offer for sin. Now that was satisfied. Wasn't done away with, but the real thing came about. But his word to perform is the same. What did it say?
Which I command thee this day for thy good.
What?
Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. The earth also with all that therein is.
All therein. Go to 28th chapter. Let's go there. This is how you find the Lord. You find the Lord by following him through the scriptures. And following those that lead the path. That have the pathway. That have the way. Isn't that beautiful? 28:1.
Yes. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord.
So now that's how you find God.
Yes.
Find those that are lifting up the voice.
Yes.
Well, what was his voice? We need to search that out. That's how you find God. It's a pathway to God.
Yes.
These are crumbs to the treasure. It leads you to it. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
To observe and to do all his commandments.
It's always come back to the commandments. Why would God have us go back and observe to do all the commandments if we couldn't do them? That means he wouldn't be a just God, but he's telling us, yes, you can. Read.
Which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
What?
Beautiful. and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee.
What?
If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Isn't that beautiful? Go to 18 mm-hmm. chapter. 18 yes. and 18.
Right.
You want to find God? You want to find solutions? Hearken to the voice.
Mm-hmm.
How plain is that?
Yes.
If you say, well, I didn't hearken to the voice, well, what's the point in being here then? What's the point in living for God if you don't have a voice to hearken to? Because everybody got to be led by somebody, right?
Yes.
You want to be led by the one lifting up the voice, not personal voices, but God's voice. Isn't that beautiful? 18:18 says what?
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee.
Wait a minute, like unto Moses.
Yes.
Because Moses represents the word, represents the law. What?
And will put my words in his mouth.
Wait a minute, the words he spoke. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make in the deed in the grave. Image all the way down to thou shalt not covet. These are the words that were put into the mouth of God's anointed.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. What?
And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
Isn't that beautiful? St. John 15 and 10. Let's go there. I'm sure the church will read this over and over, as do we.
Mm-hmm.
But the scripture says, in all thy getting,
get an understanding.
And I'm not tired of quoting it. I understand what it means. And maybe there's many out there that do. So, well, I understand too. Well, we should be in the same place then.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
As the Lord said, I didn't come to call those that were whole, those that need a physician. That's what
right.
this is for. Those that need God,
right.
trying to find him.
Yes.
Not those that say they have him. You don't need a physician. St. John 15 and 10 says what?
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love.
Well, if you keep God's commandments, the Lord's commandments, you found the Lord. Yes. That's his ways, right?
Yes.
How simple is that?
Yes.
To keep his commandments, then you're keeping his word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which means you know him and you found him, right?
Yes.
What?
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
14 and 21 says what? Mm-hmm. Chapter 14,
yes.
21, right there.
Yes, Pastor. It says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
How plain? Give you the definition of love.
Mm-hmm.
Definition of what it means to, if you keep his commandments, it's not his. It's not God's anointing. It's the Father's.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's the excuse?
Yes.
There's no excuse here. But we know the reason why they can't, because they're blind and don't see it. But it's plain to those that are in God. It's plain. Read.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father,
mm-hmm.
and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him.
Go to 23rd verse. What does it say?
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make
and
our abode with him.
What?
He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings.
Well, wait a minute. All the sayings are God's word, because God's word are sayings. And if we don't keep the sayings, you're not keeping God. You don't have God. You ain't found God. What does it say?
And the words which mm-hmm. ye hear is not mine,
mm-hmm.
but the Father's which sent me.
Let's go there. St. John 1. No, let's go St. John 1 and
yes.
45.
Beautiful.
Isn't that
yes.
beautiful? Church wouldn't want to go there.
Yes.
And I know why. It's because it's called the law.
Yes.
And most law-abiding citizens don't have a problem with the law. It's only those that are lawbreakers.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful to know
yes.
that?
Yes.
You're a lawbreaker, you got a problem today when you hear this broadcast. 145 says what?
Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did.
That's why we sing that song, because you got to go back to Moses to find
yes.
the Lord. That's what the Lord said. Go back to Moses.
All right.
He wrote of me. But the church world don't want to go back there. The only place they go is to Golgotha. And they haven't left Golgotha, the place of the skull. They're still there. And everybody left. But everybody go there and come back saying they're Christians. And when I went to Israel, everybody stood at the wall wailing and stuffing in paper inside bricks and underground, all kinds of stuff. God didn't call for that. No. What he said, they that worship must worship in spirit. Not there in Jerusalem. The true worship is going to be in spirit. Now, all of you Christians that's listening to this broadcast, you stumble upon this, don't go to Israel. You're only going to lose. You ain't going to gain nothing there. Only thing we lost was money. We had a few good memories. That was beautiful, but I wasn't enlightened spiritually at all. Well, I went there spiritual. I came back spiritual. And I was spiritual enough to know not to be willing against wall. Right? All right, now, that being said, let's read. Did you read 24? No, you read that, 145. Let's go to Isaiah 53 and 1. Because Philip said, we found him in whom Moses in the law and the prophets did right. Now, when we say that, he said, wait a minute, what you mean the law? Yeah, the little Mosaic law was done away with. And they're so true, because it was done away with out of the minds of those that never had God. So it was done away with out of theirs just before you get in there, saying you don't have to keep it because they didn't know God. 53 and 1.
Yes. Who hath believed our report?
Now, when we tell them, now listen, the commandments is the word. Who believe it? It's because they're in darkness. But yet you have to tell them, because someone may have an eye to see or ear to hear. But who hath believed our report? What?
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
I'll tell you who's been revealed to, his anointed. So that he can feed his people. Yes. It's been revealed. Yes. But who hath believed the report? Mm-hmm. What?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, mm-hmm. and as a root out of a dry ground. Mm-hmm. He hath no form nor comeliness. Mm-hmm. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire.
Now wait a minute. It's talking about those that believe the report. There is no beauty. There's no beauty in that until you get all of the junk out of you. Then you see the beauty.
Right.
But you say, I got to do that. I got to go back to everybody. Now I go to church on Sabbath. And they're going to ask me how many members they got. We got three? Yeah. Ain't many people can do that. Especially when you come down, when you know, leave these churches with all these big Ephesuses and everybody from your grandma back to John Adams went there. What you going to do with that? You can't mess with Johnny. All right. This is a teaching moment. Let's not get caught up in ancestry.com. Because your ancestor, your mother made chicken pies for the pastor back there in 1920. That don't mean nothing. All right. What are we reading now? Read. He said, and as a root, what? Out of a dry ground?
Root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness.
What?
And when we shall see him, there is no beauty.
So when you really begin to bring out God and describe the Lord, who he is and what it means to live holy, there's no beauty in it. Man, first he said, well, that's the simplicity. It is simple. Simple is to obey. How simple is that?
Yes.
You have to obey for salvation, and if you disobey, it's not. Yes. You lose it. How simple is that, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to St. John 12 and 47. Let's see if the Lord's saying the same thing.
Yes.
We read it all the time.
Yes, we do, Pastor.
And then if you tune in here and say, I'm tired of you going to 12 and 49, don't tune in.
It's beautiful.
The word is right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
All right. Thank God. 12. And 47, brother. Read.
And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him.
Same thing here. We don't judge nobody. If they can't hear the word of us summing up, they're just not ready for God.
Yes.
It don't mean they won't hear it tomorrow. Say, well, they can't hear it. But if they don't hear it, it just says you're not God's sheep. We weren't God's sheep yesterday, sometime yesterday, whether it was 10 years ago yesterday or 20 years yesterday, we weren't God's sheep, but then we were, right?
Yes.
Because we decided to take heed. Some took heed right off. Some came a while and took heed, right? Some were born and knew about it, didn't mean anything, and some walked away and never came back, right? So there's no time on that.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What?
For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world.
Same thing. We're not here. Said, well, you're always bashing these churches. No, we're not. We're bashing false doctrine. And we're here to bring you the truth. So if we bring you the truth, we'll let you know what's not. Because sometimes one came, you know, we say one and one is two, and they see three, so they think it's the same thing. It's not. Mm-hmm. One and one is two, it's not three. And holiness is not Baptist and Methodist. And that's not serving God according to the scripture. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken.
So wait a minute. Mm-hmm. All we're bringing is the commandments of God. You're not rejecting me, you're rejecting what I bring. And if you don't like being here, it's because of what's here and what we're bringing. Because that's what we're talking about, the commandments. We don't talk about doing right and living holy. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say you have God, what's wrong with doing it? What's wrong with it?
Exactly.
What's against us to do it?
That's right.
You say there's nothing wrong, it's not valid anymore, but what's wrong with doing it? What's wrong with not having God? What's wrong with that? And I don't know if any other God got a set of rules to follow, but the Lord. I don't know of any other so-called deity that got a whole country following their rules, but those that call themselves, what is it, Muslims? But they ain't gave no account of how we got here. Alibaba didn't say he brought forth anybody, but he got, you know, some of these kind of rules and regulations just didn't sound right. Didn't it count for Eve?
No.
Adam?
No.
Didn't it count for Alibaba?
No.
But the Lord accounted for how he said, I'm from everlasting. I've always been.
All right.
Which one said that? Which one said that? Which deity said, I've always been?
No.
They're liars. If they say it, they may fall like Dagon did. But if they want to stay alive in these people's minds, they better be quiet. Right. Don't be come up and saying they, all right, come on. Let's go to, no, read it further.
The same shall judge him in the last day.
What?
For I have not.
So that's what the scripture let us know. In the very last day, it's not the preacher, it's the words that they bring is going to judge.
Right.
It's not the minister, it's the word, it's God. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment what I should
say. So everybody's mind should always be, what is the word saying? What is the word asking of me? But what messes up everybody is when you look out and try to worry about somebody else doing instead of worry about what God is asking for, what you're doing. That's why people have excuses. It's always out. Why not look in? So now I'm here to find out what I need to do. And if you say, well, I understand it, Pastor, I got it. I ain't got a problem with that. If you don't want to say, Pastor, some things I don't understand that I'm not doing how to do it, that's up to you to make that choice. But everything you need is right here. It's right there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
What?
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
So in other words, any time the minister bring forth the word, you were looking for the Lord. Everything they say should be in harmony with God's 10 precepts, because that's his word, should be in harmony.
Yes.
Your rest day. The gods, getting rid of all the gods, not taking name and image and making, saying vain, all of that. You should be in line. It should agree with God's word, everything. Sunday don't agree with God's word. Not living holy don't agree with God's word. Because you can't keep the Sabbath holy if you don't, if you're not in holiness, right? There's only one ghost that's holy. That other spirit ain't called no ghost. It's called the devil. All right. Let's go to St. John 3. And 34.
Right.
I'm going to find the Lord. That's how you find him. I believe he also said, you ain't going to see me no more until ye shall say. Bless you, Pastor. Bless you for the words you spoke to you, the truth. That's how you find God. You're going to say, oh, you know what? I don't trust what you said. You wasted your time coming. Isn't that beautiful? 3 and 34 says what? St. John.
For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
Now, wait a minute. Why would you go to the Lord anointed if you don't believe the words? But you coming, you agree with what God is saying. Then if you come, why would not believe it or submit? Read it again. What does it say?
For whom God hath sent.
For he.
For he. Yes, Pastor. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
Isn't that beautiful? So it's not about what you don't know or what you know. It don't matter what question you ask, God got an answer for you.
Yes.
Sometimes the answer is this, let's put this on hold.
Yes,
is that good enough for some?
Yes.
No, I want to know now. I have heard people say, if you a minister of God, why is all this trouble so-and-so? You can't answer that, can you? That's their litmus test. See, because so-and-so. All kind of arguments.
Yes.
Now you find God. You will find God, you find out what's required. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:1. Let's go there.
Yes. 1 Corinthians
Every example in the scripture is there, and they all have the same testimony, and their lives are saying the same thing. 1 Corinthians 2 and 1, what does it say?
And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God.
I don't, you know, sometimes when these ministers come, you know, they speak all these big words and think you, they do it to intimidate you, make you feel like they are so high. God spoke in a plain language. Yeah, yeah, well, you understood it. And Paul had knowledge, but he wasn't trying to use big words. Maybe all kind of big words. People say, you don't know what you talk about, or they. If you speak some big words to me, I don't care what we are. I'm going to say, I don't understand what you said. Tell me that again. You're intimidated because I don't understand what something don't mean. That's silly to shake your head, don't know what somebody's talking about. Or you, you know, sometimes, I do this sometimes, you shake your head and you can't hear them. Okay. Kind of the same thing. You wouldn't do that. I say, hey, I can't hear you. Okay. So anyway, let's read what we read.
For I determined not to know anything among you,
what?
Save Jesus Christ.
Save and, Jesus mm-hmm. crucified. But the carnal mind only see natural crucifixion. Mm-hmm. He was crucified by the word.
Yes.
That was the first death. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. What?
Yes. And I was with you in weakness and in fear.
What?
And in much trembling.
What?
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and
that beautiful?
Of power.
So wait a minute. Say, well, all judgment in the hands of the Son. You teaching this. And the Son give you judgment. No, that's not right. Where's your power? I thought you they need the power you preached. You going against what you said. I thought you said all judgment in the hands of the Son. Yeah, but that ain't right. Well, what is it now? That's what it's talking about. Demonstration. It ain't about how many scriptures you can quote. But what kind of power you got in your life? Read.
Yes. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Isn't that beautiful? This is the power of God, not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? It just sounds good, don't it?
Yes.
You know that. Do read.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Yep. Whoa, that's a bad one right there. Stop right there. So yes. Now, because you mentioned that word perfect, your whole lesson you had there, just forget about everything. Because can't anybody live perfect? So you scratch everything. We want you to scratch the scriptures there. Scratch the Bible. Because
yes.
It's from Genesis, Revelation, it's telling you that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes. Yet not the wisdom of this world.
But what he's saying, he's talking about preaching Christ crucified amongst those that got knowledge. Because he wouldn't talk about a natural crucifixion. It's spiritual.
Yes.
That's what Peter said. It's hard for some things Paul said to be hard to be understood because of the wisdom he had. But even those that didn't understand, they wrestled with all the scriptures, the same thing. Right? Read.
Nor of the princes of this world
what?
That come to naught.
But?
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world.
Isn't that beautiful? Hidden.
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms.
Psalms, yes.
Hidden wisdom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
25 and 14.
All right. Yes, it is.
God is hid in this world. And when you find him, you will be that one that found that treasure. You can say, I found the treasure, and I'm buying it. And somebody might say, why you gonna buy it? You poor, you ain't got no money. Say, now this one you buy without price. Buy wine and milk without price. Oh, taste and see.
That the Lord
is good.
Yes, Lord.
25 and 14, what does it say?
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
You want to find God and find out his ways, his secret? Because God's word is a secret. Even though you read a naked eye, it's a secret. Because it has to be opened up to you, what it really is saying. Isn't that beautiful? I watch Judge Judy all the time, and I see so many things spiritually that she missed. She got a lot of it right because she got a lot of common sense. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Right now, the nation is in a place where they don't understand common sense. Now, they told us about these mask, right? They didn't mean that because you're walking down the street, you can't see another person for the next mile.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenant.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.